Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. The 8th day of September 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Just a program note before I forget. We've got outspoken member of Parliament, George Galloway, who's going to be in the United States next week giving a couple speeches. He's going to be on with us tomorrow, and early next week we're going to be having Michael Meacher, member of Parliament, number three from the Blair government, who resigned and blew the whistle on government involvement in 9/11 and much, much more. So that is coming up. Today, it's going to be wide open phones. I'm working on getting Reporters Without Borders on because they have been getting a lot of reports. It's been in our mainstream news of police beating the living daylights out of even mainstream newspaper reporters, Times-Picayune, photographers. I mean, they'll knock your teeth out and take your memory stick out of your camera and then just laugh at you. It's the new freedom. FEMA is particularly vicious, and we are working on a story going back over the last few years of all the mainstream news articles where top FEMA minions running operations in Florida predominantly are convicted hardcore felons, and when it's exposed that they're felons, FEMA goes, we know, these are our men. Just like Stalin and Hitler emptying out the jails for their stormtroopers. They're enforcers, so we'll be exposing that. A lot of big developments with FEMA, frustrating and terrorizing and sabotaging. I mean, we are just catching them every few hours when new incidents of this comes out. The neocons are in overdrive, deception, and spin right now. Very egregious, very damaging to this country. So are the Democrats. We'll go over that. Also, the anniversary of 9/11 is coming up. And as we take your calls today, now I've gotten better about taking more calls, but I have not really gotten better about cutting people short because we need to just move on to the next caller. Have your question, have your comment ready, have your point ready, but I want to hear from you because you bring up so many important points that I wouldn't bring up, so many angles we never get to, so many news items that I forget to cover or that I wasn't aware of. You truly add the key ingredients, the key spices to what we do trying to wake up the American people that are happening upon this broadcast right now from Maryland to Austin, Texas, from Los Angeles, California, to San Diego, to Kansas City, to Pensacola, Florida, to Chicago, Illinois. You add the spice, and the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I will go to your calls in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. But 9/11, the fourth anniversary, 4 years since that military-industrial complex attack. If you call in about Katrina or about the martial law we're witnessing or about what's happening to the economy, please at least mention to me what you think one of the number one smoking guns of government involvement and orchestration in 9/11. Please mention one of the smoking guns, one of the things that you think is most important. Or if you disagree with me and you think some guys in a cave had NORAD stand down and called Willie Brown and told him not to fly and told Ashcroft not to fly and did CIA insider trading and ran drills of the exact same thing happening at the exact same time that morning, and you think the military accidentally flew Al-Qaeda out to safety in Afghanistan and flew the bin Ladens out to safety. It's all an accident. And the MI6 mass bomber just so happens to be MI6. You know, I mean, you can call in if you disagree, too. I mean, we don't censor, folks. We just open the phones up, and you're allowed to call in about whatever you want as long as it's not profane, or there's 5 people who are banned from this show, 5 stalkers. You're not allowed. Of course, you already know that. Everybody else, we just ask where you're calling from, what your first name is. We'll be right back to plunge into massive news and information. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this first hour. Second segment here today. I want to thank all of our affiliates across the nation. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial, also simulcasting on Global Shortwave on two frequencies of WWCR, 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight, and blasting out on multiple digital satellite feeds as well. And don't ever forget the Internet. We have all the free streams up at Infowars.com. And if you ever need to find an alternative stream, if one of those streams is down, you can simply go to GCNLive.com. Every few months, a stream might go down for a few hours, but if you go to GCNLive.com, they'll have backup streams there. All right, just so much news to cover. But I want to open the show up, the broadcast up, with the neocon spin machine. They'll have the New York Times come out and go, "We know that Saddam has yellow cake from Niger and he's going to nuke us. We know he's got aluminum tubes to build the nuclear missiles and he's going to kill us." Turns out that lady was on the government payroll. It was all total lies. Oh, but the New York Times is liberal, the neocons would say. Well, just like the neocons are a bunch of Trotskyites. Oh, look, the New York Times says Saddam's got it. Oh, look. Colin Powell's been against the war for the last year and a half, but now on the eve of the Iraq war, he comes forward to the UN. holds up the vial of anthrax and says, we've got to invade their evil. Why, look, he was against the war, but now he's been brought over. That's all theater. The Republicans and the Democrats work together. It's a staged event. There's no difference. And I know the listeners, a lot of you who are smarter than I am, get sick of hearing me, you know, beating on this dead horse, but for so many Americans, they just are blinded by the fact that George Bush is supposedly a Republican fighting the evil Democrats. But if you explain to them that the American people are good people, it's just that the American people are either conned liberals or conned conservatives, and we're in the process of breaking their conditioning, deprogramming them, giving them the true political paradigm. But if we stay in this stupid left-right mudslinging situation, we're going to lose all our freedoms, folks. It isn't left or right. It's freedom versus slavery. It's tyranny versus liberty. It's having a free country or not having a free country. That's the real debate here. And both parties are run by the same private interests that are viciously attacking our liberties and doing nothing to keep us safe and dismantling our economy so it can be in the hands of a very small centralized group. They're threatened by free market. They're not free market. That said, with, you know, the neocons, well, look at the Washington Post, well, look at the New York Times, they say Saddam has got the weapons. Remember that? Well, now I hear the neocons on the radio crowing, the Washington Post this morning. The Washington Post this morning, front page. Why, the liberal newspaper, even they've got to admit, Bush increased the funding for the levees and the dikes. And the liberals have lied about it. And then I read the article, and it's all lies. I mean, a five-year-old who had the facts could decipher the lies in this article. I would take an hour right now to go over this article and to decipher it, but it, I mean, just bottom line, we've gone to the Congressional Budget Office's own reports. There were articles 2 years ago, year and a half ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, 2.5 weeks ago. Bill Clinton slashed the funding massively in 1999. In 2000, George Bush cut it even more. Now, the only thing that the Washington Post has is New Orleans and Louisiana gets the most anti-flooding funding. Well, that's true. So that's their statistic. They say, look, they get more. He increased it. Look, they get the most. Well, of course they get the most. But much of the state is below sea level. But just because they're getting the most doesn't mean it hasn't massively been cut. Specifically, the levees that had problems. So, look, I'm not going to belabor this all day, but I'm already getting emails from idiots going, Alex, you've been proven wrong. Even the liberals at the Washington Post, even they admit George W. and Christ funded. Look, if you like being conned and you like being manipulated and you like being played like a fool, then I can't help you. I mean, it's so sad to see you getting conned. You know, I get mad at people trying to con me. You know, they got this scam all over the country where a van pulls up when you're in a parking lot and goes, sir, it's a clearance. We had a guy who was going to take these on order. He didn't want them. These speakers are normally $1,000. They're only $200. Well, those speakers, folks, are total pieces of junk, and they're worth about $25. And I watch people in parking lots being conned buying them, and I'll walk over and I'll go, don't, it's a scam, it's a scam. And I've had people start, this has happened twice, I've had these big old burly con artists almost get in fights with me, and I'll end up howling in the parking lot, and normally I have total control, folks. Come on, let's do it! I mean, I just don't like scammers. I just can't stand them. But, I mean, I don't know, the last time I almost got in a fight with the guys, it was probably 8 years ago. It seems like yesterday. I probably have more control today. But somebody can flip me off in traffic. They can cut me off. I don't even, my pulse doesn't even quicken. But when I see a scam going on, man, I just lose control. And I just see you getting conned, and you look at me giggling with your dim eyes, you know, when you're giggling at me going, I do like Bush, and you're so willfully stupid. I mean, you're not dumb deep down. It takes like a mind trick you play on yourself, you know, a double think to, Jesus Christ said it. I mean, none are so blind as those that have eyes and cannot see. And I just don't know how you, I mean, you know, I see families who obviously don't have a lot of money, lower middle class or working class, and the kids are totally into materialism, and they're sitting there, you know, getting their pure sugar drinks at the cash register. They got black circles around their eyes. The father's sitting there dumping $30 on lottery tickets. And you see him, you know, while I was pumping gas last night, you see him sitting there while his kids run around the parking lot, and he's just real hopeful. He's just looking at those lottery tickets and look at those numbers he picked. Just it's hoping. Buddy, you got a better chance of getting struck by lightning twice. Plus, the lotteries are staged. We've proven that. I could do a whole show on that. But the point is, if you invested that money in a 2% guaranteed return, the amount of money you spend, you'd have millions of dollars when you retire. I mean, since I was about 25, I've been sticking a little bit of money each month in the bank. Not much, but it's built up to something substantive. And I just, you know, I want to talk about total criminality by FEMA, total sabotaging on purpose, folks. I've got all this new news, all this incredible stuff to talk about, and I just get sad. I get angry. I get mad. And I get mad at con artists out there, government operatives and disinformation specialists that I'm trying to undermine the freedom movement, the truth movement, the patriot movement, the truth-seeking movement, whatever you want to call it. People say, well, you need to respond to this latest attack against you. How do I respond to things that are totally baseless and false? And the latest thing is that I supposedly say there weren't bombs in Building 7. I've never said that. I've always said it was the government. There were clearly bombs in there. Doesn't matter. The disinfo people say I say there weren't bombs. Well, Alex, you need to answer for this. Well, I didn't say it, so shut up. The newest thing is I didn't that I'm saying Arabs carried out 9/11. I've never said that. Never. Anywhere. But again, I can't respond to pure lie. Well, Alex, you need to respond that you're a Fed. Well, there's no responding to it. And let me tell you something. You're about to lose everything you got, America, and you better get your head screwed on straight and get focused in on serious issues and not the jealous, envious, hateful people that run other so-called patriot networks and the people that are scamming you. And you need to get focused on fighting the globalists and fighting the New World Order instead of your lore and your gossip and your garbage. Let's take some calls, and then when we get back, I'll just plunge right into the news. But let's just go to calls right now. Charles has been calling in every day, giving us reports from Louisiana. Charles, give us your report, my friend.
Yes, sir. Well, first, I'd like to say the first sign of the Twin Towers was the executive order SW199I. That's what I think was the first smoking gun for me.
And that's Bush with W199I ordering the FBI and Defense Intelligence and CIA to stand down and not stop Al-Qaeda.
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Jones, I want to report to you. Fox News, they bring in foreign troops in from San Antonio. I think it's a 43 truckload.
Yeah, they're bringing in Mexican troops.
Yes, and a ship in New Orleans of Mexican troops.
And that's absolutely horrible. It is the first time in hundreds of years that this has happened. And again, we said no foreign troops. So don't take the French water filters. Don't take the Dutch food. Don't take the British food. Let's have some foreign troops.
Well, okay. Now, this is the line in the sand for me. I'm not going to have somebody come to my house with a gun, can't speak English. If we don't stand up to this now, it's all over.
You know what? Instant message my folks at the office. I forgot to put a tape in. Tape the news, because I have the AP report about the thousands of Mexican troops coming.
Yes.
But I need video of that. And Charles, just a month ago, I talked about that dream I keep having about the Mexican troops.
Yes, sir, you sure did. I remember.
I tell you what, stay there. But this is all just a dry run. Well, I mean, the military's already 20-something% foreign troops, so, you know, we'll be right back.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, this isn't really the first time Mexican troops have been here in modern history. Mexican, Canadian, and then some other European troops back in 99, when it was admitted that the U.S. Meteorological Survey said don't do controlled burns out west this year. Hot winds out of Mexico, incredible drought. It will cause massive fires. They hadn't let them in decades cut fire breaks along the roads. And the feds, again, just like with this hurricane, they created the crisis. Just like with this hurricane not responding. Well, in the case of 99, they set the fires in 11 states, 12 major fires in 11 states. And it was in the news. The feds set the fire and wouldn't let helicopters get water to go dump water to save firefighters, and a bunch of them died. Remember that up in Oregon? That was just one of many cases. And the good news is, in New Mexico and Arizona and other areas, the counties declared their own emergencies and forcibly had the sheriffs kick the feds out. You know, I even interviewed sheriffs here on air. So that happened then. The feds set the fires, even though the other federal branch said don't do it. Then fires burned for, what, 4 or 5 months, and they brought in Mexican troops. But see, here's the headline out of Reuters. Actually, I grabbed the wrong article. This is the headline out of the Associated Press. Mexican military enters Texas for first time since 1846. Mexican army convoys and a Navy ship laden with food supplies and specialists traveled to the United States Wednesday to help in the Hurricane Katrina relief. Folks, I can't watch it all. I need you to videotape I-35 when they come up. I need local news to be taped. I've got people working on it right now, but I can't do it all. Help me get video of this. It was a highly symbolic journey, making the first time Mexico's military has aided its northern neighbor. Not true. By the way, isn't it funny that just a year ago they signed the North American Military Agreement with Canada and Mexico? Canada pulled its hair out, saying it would give up some of its sovereignty doing this. But so now we're going to have foreign troops here. A convoy of 45 vehicles arrived at the border city of Nuevo Laredo, the same place where the U.S. Embassy shut down because of the 600 murders. It was to cross the U.S. territory early today. That's Thursday. General Francisco Ortez Valadez told reporters as his men refueled at a local gas station. He said the troops would help the evacuee operations in San Antonio. So I can go down. I guess I'll just go down to San Antonio and show where the Mexican troops are going to be bivouacked, bringing in the people from New Orleans. So I can just go. I'll go do a report. No rest ever, folks. I don't get to see my family much, but there goes a day or so this weekend. I was going to try to spend half the weekend video editing on a new film and the other half with my family, but looks like no family time. But that's okay. I'm going to go down to San Antonio. Our mission is to give aid to the civilian population affected by the disaster, Ortez said. Federal police briefly blocked the highway in both directions as the convoy arrived in the gasoline station. Radio talk shows and newspapers in Mexico buzzed with the excitement over news that the country, long on the receiving end of U.S. disaster relief, was sending a hurricane aid convoy north. The convoy represents the first Mexican military unit, as somebody called the AP up and correct them, to operate on U.S. soil since 1846 when Mexican troops briefly marched into Texas, which was separated from Mexico and joined to the United States. Yeah, you briefly marched in when you got your tails kicked out of here. The effort includes military specialists, doctors, nurses, and engineers carrying water treatment plants, mobile kitchens, food, and blankets. Isn't it funny, though, that they wouldn't, and we appreciate this from Mexico, but the point is, this is part of a larger design, okay? I'm sure these are well-meaning troops, well-meaning people, well-meaning Mexican citizens helping us. We appreciate it. But it's, why wouldn't they take the French water, which was non-military? Why wouldn't they take the French engineers a week and a half ago? Because it's got to be Mexican troops, folks, because they're going to police America. This is in the agreement. It said for natural disasters and to fight terror. In fact, that's in one of my films. Which one of the films is that in? Actually, show the news articles. Road to Tyranny. Road to Tyranny. All right, I'm going to shut up. It's just, see, this is one of the many articles hidden in plain view that I was going to cover. It was number 3 in the stack, but I'd gotten off babbling about other stuff and hadn't even talked about it. See, we're all being desensitized. And again, you always hear this, folks. I guarantee you, when I go down there, they're going to be running perimeter. They're going to have guns. You watch. You watch. I'm going down there. Charles, go ahead.
And now let me tell you what they're doing to people that don't want to leave. The armies, not the Louisiana army, but the other armies are saying, they're putting guns on and saying, give me your dope and your guns and get in the boat. A lot of these people ain't dope fiends. They just, you know, they just stranded people. They told one woman up here, you must be horny by now. I mean, what kind of military is that? What kind of military is that?
Well, it's admitted. Reporters with inside the city said FEMA solicits women for rescue.
Yeah.
I'll let you finish up real quick, Charles, and we'll go to others when we get back since I've been cutting you short.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is all part of a desensitization process. The late 80s, Marines in police uniforms kicked down doors of gun dealers, raiding them in Norfolk, Virginia, and other areas as part of secret programs. But see, just now they announced that the Marines are engaging in law enforcement. We've had Mexican troops here many times as part of covert operations with our government, part of the Pan-American Union, Union of American States. But see, just now the Associated Press says, oh, this is the first time. Then you read into the article, there's actually convoys going to Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and the Army won't say exactly where all, but just you'll be seeing the foreign troops. But it says all the convoy's participants will be unarmed. In July of 2004, Mexican troops interrupted the funeral of a Mexican-born Marine killed in Iraq. Well, yeah, soon that'll be the majority of the Marines. Got to have your foreign troops one way or the other. They objected to the non-working ceremonial rifles, yeah, plugged rifles, carried by two Marines who came from the United States for the ceremony. So imagine, Marines go down there with little wooden rifles. They go to Mexico to honor a Mexican who died in the Marine Corps. 24% on the ground in the Army in Iraq, folks. It's very dangerous to have a foreign army. But who cares? Let's just ignore it. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. But they shut down the, you know, troops came and said, because it's so threatening that you've got toy guns. We don't let foreign troops here. Get out of here. It's in the article. because I guess Mexico, in some respects, has got its head screwed on straight. Look, believe me, folks, we don't need food to be delivered to the victims now. We don't need food to be delivered in Houston or Dallas or San Antonio. I drove by the convention center in downtown Austin last night, and folks, let me tell you something. There were 15-foot pallets of food, 10-foot pallets of brand-new blue jeans that I guess Levi's has given, giant bags and containers, people digging through goods, people just laden with goods, people handing them wads of cash, hippies everywhere hugging and begging. And the folks from the Ninth Ward, I even got out for a few minutes, were just totally paranoid. What do you want from me? Why are you helping me so much? Because people, I guess, never been that nice to them. They're freaking out on the melding of hippiness and Texas hospitality. Well, we're staying here. It's what they're saying. It's on the news. We're staying here. Well, just we'll be nice to you, but don't. Some of you are being a little bit rude and out of control. So don't push your luck. Some of you with Texas hospitality. It only goes so far. But yeah, I was downtown last night. 35 was shut down with traffic. So I went over to IHOP and ate an omelet with some friends, and then they left, and I decided I'd drop by the convention center that was about 100 yards away, and I just parked and walked over there. And let me tell you, I only spent about 5 minutes, and it was not a pretty sight. You got the riot police out there, and you've got just goods piled up to the ceiling. But the people weren't prisoners there, and they shouldn't be prisoners. But I'll tell you, in Houston, they are prisoners, basically. You know, they're allowed out like an hour a day, and they're basically, the police stay right up on top of them, and they search them. And I don't know what to say anymore. It's just crazy. But it's right here in the article. Mexico later apologized, but said it had an obligation to enforce a ban on foreign troops carrying weapons in its territory. And it goes on. So this is all just a, you know, training us. Oh, the Mexican troops are here again. They're here to save us. Well, they were here before a few years ago when we had the hurricane. Now, you know, our great leader has called them in to, quote, deal with terrorists. Folks, I have NORTHCOM press releases saying Mexican troops have trained with the Army. They've been here a whole bunch of times. They've been out at Fort Hood. They're out there right now. This is not the first, and they are training to take your guns. Do you understand? I have urban warfare training drills on video. We have Cooperative Nugget 95, 96, 97. We have clips of that in my videos. At Fort Polk, Louisiana, speak of the devil, Fort Polk, Louisiana. And it's Mexican troops, it's Czech Republic troops, it's other Slav troops, and they're training to take your guns, folks, and admitting it's for America. You know, you got the little school, says school. Got the American flag flying on it, because they know foreign troops will do what it takes. This isn't, folks, the British landed in two separate wars in 1812, and of course in 1776, throughout that eight-year war, German troops, half their force was German. You understand that? And they were the most vicious, because if you don't speak the same language, you're a different culture, you have a tendency to do brutal things. We finally started slaughtering them at Trenton and other areas. It was actually the foreign troops, though, that turned the tide even more than the British raping and rioting. It was the Hessians raping and bayoneting and being so vicious. It was the foreign troops that finally turned the tide and got a bunch of fence sitters off the fence. So I say, bring your Mexican troops. Bring them into Fredericksburg, Texas, where I've seen them in my mind's eye. Bring them into Llano. Bring them into Austin. Bring them. Let it come, as Patrick Henry said. Bring them. Come on, let's get it on. I'm tired of talking. And don't worry, folks, you're not going to have to wait. If we don't turn this around now, you're going to see it in the next few years, I predict, after the globalists detonate thermal nuclear weapons. And you want to know what? When the shoe drops? It's when you got armed Mexican troops and Latin American troops, death squads, trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, and Fort Hood, running around this country. All right, I'm at that. It's just, it's out of control, folks. It's out of control. And the feds can team up with Mexico all day. They're going to lose. We got God on our side. We're stronger. We've got the defense of our families and our futures at stake. We're going to win. They're not motivated. We're motivated. Everything I've done has been in preparation for what you're now seeing to start unfold. Everything I've done is to wake people up to the threat. I think we've done a good job, but our work isn't over. All right, I said I'd take a bunch of calls. It's so much to say, folks. Charles, finish up what you were talking about.
I'm not going to take
Don't be too profane. I've got a bunch of news articles where, yeah, and we're even getting reports that are having their way with a few of the women, but go ahead.
Yes, but I'm not taking the foreign troops. If they handle my wife, I'm dying here. I had enough of this, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Well, you preached for years. It's time for the people to wake up now. You did everything in your power. I did everything in my power. It's time for the people to quit getting scared and start standing up for their country.
Get focused.
Yes,
stand up,
I'm dying.
Boss.
I'm going to die here, Mr. Jones. You might not hear me, but I'm not letting no foreign troop handle my wife. Can't speak English. And if these people want to just call in and complain, don't do nothing, that's on them. They're going to get theirs when they drug out of their house and get their brain stomped out. You have to draw the line in the sand now. I've been over in here this misery. I've been looking at this misery. My heart is about to bust. My heart is about to bust looking at these people in the shelters. I am sick. And another thing is, I don't want nothing from nobody. If somebody wants these dogs, they've been calling me, take the dogs. I don't want money from nobody. All I want them to do is stand up for their country and family like men. Like men. Let's act like men. And if we got to die, let's die. But let's do it. Let's stand on our feet and do it, Mr. Jones. These people have got to wake up now. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, Charles. Take care, my friend. I mean, look. But again, this isn't, I don't believe the shoe's dropping right now. But this is again, they do it in steps. 9/11's a precursor. Then the next disaster is even bigger. Then the next one's even bigger. You give up more liberty, things just get worse. They tell you, give up liberty, everything will be all right. You give up liberty, it just gets worse. And we're just being bathed now in foreign troops, bathed in martial law, bathed in checkpoints, bathed in people giving up their children, being put onto FEMA buses. And I mean, I've been to all the drills. This is all they never drill to bring you food and water, folks. They drill to break up your family and blow your head off. They drill to put you in forced labor camps. They drill to destroy this country. They drill to bring in. They got regions, folks. You're worried about Latin Americans in your area, Louisiana. That's not what the map shows. We have the official maps. I've made films about this, folks. From the middle of Louisiana over to Florida. Up into the east, Czech Republic troops. They've really trained large cadres and a smattering of Dutch troops from the Netherlands, along with British and U.S. commanders. Okay, that's that area. And this is not a joke, folks. The West Coast up into Oregon, up into Washington, up into Utah, up into Wyoming and other areas, up into Canada, is Chinese troops. With a smattering of Mexican troops. Now the Midwest is Mexican troops, led by U.S. commanders. And they're going to have Aussies and British. The Texas State Guard's led by former SAS British commander. Now they federalized it and turned it into a gun confiscation crew. I did a whole TV show on it with the secret manual I was given by a police officer who's a member. And they've totally shifted. And so they're going to be led by U.S. and British troops. All these foreign troops will be led by our own troops. You understand they've been trained by them. You understand that. You see, back at 29 Palms and all the other questionnaires, will you fire on American citizens during a disaster? Will you take their guns? PDD 25, if ordered. And 76% on average would say no. Those are still the numbers. They still ask them this question. We've interviewed just scores of troops who've been asked these questions. The majority say no, and they go, good, right answer. You're going to be shipped to Europe. You're going to be shipped to the Balkans. You're going to be shipped to Macedonia. You're going to be shipped to 100-plus countries. You're going to be shipped to Afghanistan. And then they get all the special shots and the DU and everything. This is how it's done. But that 20-something percent that says yes, they get tested, they get meted. Then they're given goals. Okay, we're going to send you out on surveillance in a helicopter crew aiding police. This is a covert operation counter drug. You can't tell the public. You're going to be getting some extra cash. How does this extra cash and this expense card, a couple thousand a month sound? Well, it sounds great. Well, good. You're part of a secret front line, and you're listening right now. You're going, how does he know all this? This is what I do, okay, troops? None of this is secret. You're being fooled. And then over the last 15 years, they've grown these cadres up to tens of thousands. And they're plain clothes. They got long hair. They got earrings. Some of them are plain clothes, short haircuts. There's tens of thousands of them, and they're all over the place. So every crop, they say, will you fire on American citizens? And then out of that 20-some percent, they get about 5% that they think are good enough and sociopathic enough or gung-ho and fooled enough to be part of this. And then they test them in real-life operations over and over again, and they find out with psychological tests and all this who's really willing to do all this. And they're going to be our rulers, folks. They're going to pull us over. They're going to kick our brains out on the side of the street. They're going to take our guns. They're going to rule. They're going to rule over evil. And, what they're going to get is hell itself. They are in deep, deep trouble. What do you think that 75% in the military that 76% that didn't go along is going to think? They're not all going to be fooled. We outnumber you hundreds to one. So the globalists may not pull this. This is all a test, folks. They're testing. It's like they wanted to have Gonzalez before they nominated Roberts. But it came out that he was pro-abortion, anti-gun, pro-open border, member of a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan group. And all that came out, and so they dropped him. And I said, maybe we shot down that trial balloon. Well, Bush is back mentioning him. And I said, when Rehnquist leaves, I said he could be gone the next 6 months, 3 months ago. What happened? Now they're talking about Gonzalez. Another trial balloon. We got to shoot down that trial balloon. All right, let's go to calls. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, where are you calling us from?
Canada.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm a really big... first thing, 9/11 red flag for me was when Bush said, let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the events of September the 11th. I just went, why on earth would he say that?
Yeah, well, 2 weeks after it comes on TV and don't tolerate conspiracy theories.
Yeah, anyway, Dana, I'm a big fan of yours. I subscribe to Prison Planet TV.
Thanks for your support.
And, no problem. Right now I'm writing an article for Phelon TV about basic kind of infighting amongst the Patriot Movement, which you touched on a bit earlier, where, you know, people are kind of discrediting each other back and forth. But one thing that the people at Wing TV brought up that I've since found to be kind of, well, true, is that on a May 5th broadcast of yours, somebody was mentioning a book of theirs, and...
Yeah, and sir, I'm not going to have this on my show. You see, I'm going to hang up on you. See, this is the tactic. There's people who don't have an advertising budget, okay? And then people cynically decide to pick fights with people so that someone will then promote them to get free advertising. And it's all false. And that's not even what I was talking about earlier. I'm talking about this whole spectrum of disinformation, and that's certainly what you mentioned is. And we're talking about the end of this country right now, sir, and foreign troops, and see what you're doing. But, you know, the British tried this back in 1776. They had their dissenters and their people running around trying to sabotage George Washington and others, and it just didn't work. Okay, and this is my show. It is not going to be taken over by dark people. It's that simple. I mean, I've never been pushed around by the government, and I'll not be pushed around by anybody. I've had the New York Times attack me, the ADL attack me, and I'll respond to that because that is a front-on attack. You know, that's something that has to be responded to. But when something's just a cynical promotion, and just an endless screed of slander and everything else you can imagine, I mean... It's just all propaganda. I don't know. I don't know if I have time. I might cut out what you said. I mean, well, why should we even sit here and again, give promotion to very destructive things? It's unbelievable. It's just mind-blowing, that type of mental illness. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to David in Mass. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
I just got back from Europe. I was there for 3 weeks, and I was in London for a few days. And I took a bunch of pictures. There's a lot more security cameras up than since I was there last. Everywhere.
Well, there's 4.5 million in London.
Yeah, there's probably, yeah. The last time I was there, which was about a year and a half ago, I noticed them, but now I went out of my way. I photographed quite a few of them. And, and I even rented a car, took a cruise up to Manchester, and, the toll roads, everything, they're all there, everywhere. But I thought this was interesting. Right before I left, read an article from USA Today, Chertoff, Privacy Fears Not Justified. Homeland Security Michael Chertoff said, Americans need to ease their concerns about turning over personal information to the government, especially if they want to fly safe from terrorism.
Well, they also just told Europe, give up liberty for security. That's the headline. Stay there. Yep. I'll briefly let you finish on the other side, David, then George and others. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and I will give no attention to the stalkers. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, folks. Oh, and just for the record, let's say if the head of the Moonies wanted to come on my show, which of course he wouldn't, and then said, hey, you better have me on your show, I'd say no way. And then there's nothing that, you know, hypothetically the head of the Moonies could ever do to get on this show. There's just nothing they could do. You're not going to make me do anything. I mean, that's what my whole life is about. He is the only person that runs my life is God. And I have to push myself hard to let God be in control because I'm a sinful person. But I remember the first stalkers I got. It had to be because some of the folks modern times today, really, you couldn't, you know, call stalkers, mainly just harassers. But stalkers, you know, people hanging dead animals on my door. And I've been physically attacked, stuff like that. And of course, I gave better than I got. Thank the good Lord for giving me the tools. But it's always about they fixate on you and then they obsess on you're going to give me what I want. And you're going to, and then they invent just these incredible, really narrative tales. And then there's no way to ever even respond to it because it's just self-generating. And the only reason I mentioned that earlier, and see, I never talk about this stuff because I'm always working so hard, it might be in my thoughts maybe 2 minutes a week, you know, when I'm reading an email or something. I mean, I meant to track down the ADL. I really want to sue the ADL. I just don't have the time or energy. I mean, they've got things that I didn't say on their website. But I just have to realize that the fight is more important. The fight is more important against the New World Order. I mean, things are way too late, folks. I mean, we're in the 11th hour. You know, regardless of whether Alex Jones is a good guy or a bad guy, and I'll tell you, folks, I'm genuine to the core, though I'm not perfect, I can't send in Mexican troops to take your guns. I can't send in Czech Republic troops to take your guns. I can't send the IRS in to take your house. I can't draft your children and ship them off overseas. So you got to ask yourselves, why do so many of the so-called patriots spend most of their time trying to police other patriots? And a lot of it's just egomaniac behavior. I mean, a lot of people out there, it's just they want to be big and powerful. They don't realize that there's no such thing. It's all just work. And they're just hateful and jealous and envious. I mean, you've all experienced that in business. You know, you're doing better sales than the guy next to you in the next cubicle, so he hates you and tries to do stuff to you. You know, there's those type of losers, and they don't know why they're losers and why they never get ahead in life or why people aren't drawn to them. People all deep down have a compass. People know what's true. You have to delude yourself. But we as a society have to get focused off the football, off the beer, off the entertainment, off the cosmetics, off the, you know, whatever, and more focused on our families and more focused on fighting corruption and more, you know, all of this is part of a lack of focus. I mean, we're getting down now to brass tacks. We're getting down to the final wire. You know, we're getting right up to very serious times where who knows if, you know, Alex Jones will even be on the air or anybody for that matter that doesn't totally worship government. I mean, we're getting up to the great contest. We're getting down to the brass knuckles fight here. And it's really time for people to get their heads screwed on straight on 100 different issues, myself included. I mean, I've dedicated myself to this fight because I know the time is short. The old devil knows that. He's pushing hard. And the accuser has his minions out there, but the accuser is going to lose. We're going to win, ladies and gentlemen. But we face major trials and tribulations ahead, so get your heads screwed on, folks. Get them screwed on straight. We'll be right back and get your calls.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.